This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Cabinet has approved the launching of the National Mission on Natural Farming, NMNF, as a standalone centrally sponsored scheme under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare. It has been with total outlay of 2,481 crore rupees. Briefing media after Union Cabinet meeting in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the mission aims to revive natural farming for chemical-free and sustainable farming. He termed the decision as path-breaking, saying it will benefit the farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said that 1 crore farmers will be covered under the National Mission on Natural Farming. He said the objective of the mission is to promote nature-based sustainable systems of farming, reduce dependency from external purchased inputs, improve soil health and reduce input costs. He added that it will create and promote a single national brand for naturally grown chemical-free produce. National Mission on Natural Farming will be implemented in 15,000 clusters in Gram Panchayats. Farmers will be provided easy, simple certification system and dedicated common branding to provide access to market for their natural farming produce. Union Cabinet has also approved One Nation, One Subscription, a new central sector scheme for providing countrywide access to scholarly research articles and journal publication through a simple, user-friendly and fully digital process. 6,000 crore rupees have been allocated for One Nation, One Subscription for 3 calendar years, 2025, 2026 and 2027. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that in the first phase, One Nation, One Subscription will be implemented in all higher educational institutions under the management of central or state government and research and development institutions of the central government. He said in the second phase, it will be initiated in the remaining higher educational institutions and then across the country. The Department of Higher Education will have a unified portal, One Nation, One Subscription, through which the institutions will be able to access the journals. The ANRF will periodically review the usage of One Nation, One Subscription and publications of Indian authors of these institutions. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has given its approval for the PAN 2.0 project of the Income Tax Department. The financial implications for the PAN 2.0 project will be 1,435 crore rupees. Briefing reporters after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that under it, the existing system will be completely upgraded and there will be unified portal. He informed that PAN 2.0 will have robust cyber security measures. Mr. Vaishnav also clarified that the existing permanent account number will be the same. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the importance of linking cooperatives to the circular economy and promoting global collaboration in the sector. He added that cooperatives could help the countries of the Global South, in particular, to achieve growth. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He highlighted the government's efforts to make cooperatives multipurpose and climate resilient. Corporation Minister Amit Shah said the government has taken several steps in the last 3 years to strengthen the cooperative sector. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Tasho Shering Tobgay, said cooperatives have enabled individuals, particularly the poor, to lift themselves out of poverty. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day on the first day of the winter session today amid ruckus by the opposition on alleged bribery charges against a business group and other issues. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, saying that India unequivocally condemns terrorism and hostage-taking. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the MED Mediterranean Dialogues Conference at Rome in Italy. In cricket, India registered a resounding 295-run victory over host Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The emphatic win marks one of India's largest test triumphs. Virat Kohli's unbeaten century and Yashasvi Jaiswal's stellar knock of 161 powered India to set a daunting target of 134 runs for the host. And that is the end of this news bulletin.